Well, so now what should we do if this really is the case? State first responders are considering what their options are after Connecticut lawmakers seem to be following the federal government in banning the use of drones that were made in China by local agencies, which would include our police, EMS, and firefighters. But what's alarming about this is we sort of need that technology, and I say that very lightly. We definitely do. Let's talk about what we saw just this past fall in 2024 with the Hawthorne fires. And in fact, it was Fire Chief John Mercerio who was keeping us abreast of the situation for weeks about what was going on with that brush fire, and it was on Lamentation Mountain. And he joins us now, and if I remember those conversations, which I do very accurately, Chief, drone usage was very critical in those weeks battling that fire, correct? Welcome back.
Hey, thank you. Yeah, absolutely. It was indispensable, you know, just another tool in our toolbox. But as far as leading our crews in to where they were going to work for the day, mapping the size of the fire, finding the edges of the fire, and Eversource inspecting their power lines, you know, it's just an indispensable tool that gave us tons of info.
So, I mean, I guess let's talk about also the other part of this, Chief Mercerio, is I believe it's something that a lot of, I think, agencies have been using. I know I've had Connecticut State Police come on to talk about their drone usage. Would you say a vast majority of the drones used by first responders, are they manufactured in China?
So, yes.
Okay.
The vast majority of drones is going to be your DJI type drone due to cost and the availability of accessories for those drones. The U.S. made drones just aren't up to speed with the technology and the cost savings that you get with the DJI. So that's why you'll see most organizations going towards that model.
And I think, like you said, the cost difference is pretty substantial, right? If you were to compare an American manufactured drone, I mean, obviously we would love to do that, right? I mean, I support local, right? I mean, we'd love to have everything that's manufactured here in the States, but I would imagine the cost difference is a big deal. And before people say, well, you know, we should up the cost, we are struggling for both, I would say, career and volunteer firefighters across the state with upgrading equipment, upgrading uniforms, upgrading, you know, their facilities, right? I mean, firefighters have been fighting just for the last couple of years just to try and get benefits from the state if they develop cancer. And that's been quite an uphill battle. So, I mean, it's not like money is flowing freely to our firefighters across the state. And I'd imagine cost is a big issue with just saying, okay, fine, drop the Chinese version or the Chinese manufactured drones and just go to American manufacturing. Cost has to be the big thing.
Yeah, and I agree. I'm all 100%, you know, buy American, support our local businesses. But those cost differences are going to play in huge. If you look at our partner next door in Rocky Hill, they have an extensive drone program, much larger than ours here in Berlin. They're estimating that they're currently, which is around an $80,000 fleet, could be up to $150,000 to replace.
That's insane. And where do you get that money, Chief Mercerio? I mean, I think that's the big thing. Like I said, I don't know if you feel professionally that the firefighting industry is supported as much as it could be, at least financially. But I mean, where in the world do you just kind of find $150,000, $175,000 just lying around? I don't see where town and city budgets will find that and then allocate it to their fire departments.
From my understanding, there is some assistance that comes along with this legislation. So we're not the only state that's doing this. Connecticut, Tennessee, Arkansas, Mississippi, Florida are a short list of states that have implemented similar laws. And I think it's estimated that between those five states in 2023, it was a total allocation of like $25 million if you add it all up. So Connecticut should be putting forward some money to assist and subsidize that cost.
So, but we don't know how much at this point,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly. We have very little information coming out of it. You know, the state tried to enact this 2 years ago. It didn't go through. They got it through this year. So we're really trying to catch up And the implementation periods that we have are pretty short. So you're going to see a lot of departments, I think, scrambling to get up to speed here.
Well, and I think it begs this question, Chief Mysterio, right? So if we are saying, okay, you're going to make this change, but man, you better bring the funding to make sure we don't fall behind. Correct me if I'm wrong, Chief, but the last time you and I spoke, and I believe it was back in January, don't quote me on that, but I know it was in the beginning of the new year, and we were sort of looking at how we attacked the Hawthorne fire in the fall of 2024. And you said one of the big takeaways was, you know, yes, there were some great things that we did. I mean, the all hands on deck, the response to it was incredible. I mean, there was so much good that came out of that, right? But at the same time, one of the things that you and I had talked about was we need to up our game with making sure we attack these fires with the best equipment, with the best technology. And I just don't see how that's going to help by eliminating these drones and with an unknown amount of money that could or could not be coming your way. Right. I mean, I think it puts us at a deficit when we have, unfortunately, a fire like this happen or a disaster where we need that equipment.
Yeah, if it reduces the amount of organizations that have access to the technology, it's definitely going to have an impact on our operations.
Right.
We're the fire service. We're going to get it done one way or another. But we don't want to lose that resource for sure.
No, I agree. Right.
And when you talk technology, these things can carry a ton of stuff, anything from, you know, your normal thermal cameras to lighting, two-way communications. They even have drop kits. Some of the bigger DJIs have drop kits that can carry a life vest out to somebody stranded in the water. I'm just seeing the cost pile up on these U.S. drones on that end.
Yeah, I just, again, and until we have a concrete, I'd say, number or even, you know, a ballpark area of what we're dealing with here, I think people should be concerned. And I think it's worth, you know, contacting your local fire department and even just kind of gauging, you know, do you have a drone program? How would this impact you? I think informing yourself of what this would mean for your town or city is very important. So I would highly recommend you chat with them and then talk to your state rep and your state senators, because I think if we don't know what will be allocated towards this program, I think this would be a huge deficit for our fire departments. And like you said, Chief, it's not just here. There are other states enacting this. And that will mean when we pull those resources for, unfortunately, the next disaster, which inevitably will come, will they even have the technology and be able to be as strong of a resource as they were in 2024 during the Hawthorne fire? I think that's a lot of more questions than I'd like to see than answers, I guess. So I think it's worth people asking their individual fire departments. I don't know if you agree.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, we're a small state. I think between total statewide, I think it was reported that there's maybe a couple million dollars worth of drones out there spread out through the PDs and the FDs or the other organizations that use them. So, you know, that's a smaller number. I think in some of these bigger states like Florida, that was on that list. You know,
yeah,
they're probably more than double that number easily just due to size and the amount of organizations they have down there.
Yeah. It's a big deal.
It's going to vary a little bit.
Yeah, very, absolutely. And Chief Mysterio, I always appreciate you giving us insight and talking to us on the show. Thank you so much for your time. I'm sure we'll talk again really soon.
Absolutely. Appreciate it. Thank
All
you.
Right. And keep us posted on this legislation. Let me know if there's anything we could do or any moving parts, whatever's happening up in Hartford. We'd love to stay in the know.
You got it.
All right. Thank you so much, Chief Mysterio. We appreciate it.